today we're going to be talking about the one thing, if you were to implement it today, that would change your business almost overnight. Welcome to the No Fear Marketing Show. There's a lot of studies out there that show that almost all small business owners know what it is, and they know they should be doing it, and they know if they did do it, that their business would change, but almost nobody does it. And when I say almost nobody, I think you'll agree, almost nobody does it. And we all walk around feeling super, super guilty about it. Now listen, I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what how big your business is, how big your influence is out there. This one thing gets neglected all the time. And in the end, you might be completely missing the boat if you miss this one thing. All right, so is that good enough buildup? Are you ready for that one thing? Well, here it is. You've heard it a million times, but it is marketing to your sphere of influence. Some people call it marketing to your database. Some people call it marketing to your circle of influence, but it's all the same. These are the people that are past clients, most importantly, that are referral partners potentially, and people that already know, like, and trust you. That great little saying, right? People work with who they like. Even in big business, it's all about relationships. And if you're a small business owner, if you're running your own independent business on a day-to-day basis, then your sphere of influence is your market. And if you're not getting referrals or you're not getting repeat business from your sphere of influence, then it's likely they're neglected, or it's likely that you haven't expanded it far enough. But think about this. If your sphere of influence was large enough, you would never have to do any outbound marketing again. I was talking to recently I was talking to a colleague who has a database of over 100,000 people. And he said to me, listen, anytime I need new business, I just send out an email because now it's simply a numbers game. I send out a new offer, new offer, new offer. And guess what? He said, I always get business. It's no problem. That's going to be pretty hard to do with 10 people in your database, of course. So he knew the importance of building his list, and he's built it as fast as he could, and he's built it as big as he could, and now he does almost no outbound marketing as a result. So let's walk through some of the stats, because I think these are very, very key, okay? Let me pull this up here. So get this. 92% of consumers trust referrals from people they know over any other form of marketing. Referred customers have a 16% higher lifetime value and are 37% rather more likely to stay loyal. And conversions for referrals are 3 to 5 times higher than leads from paid ads, cold traffic we call it. Marketing to existing customers costs 5 to 7 times less than acquiring a new one. If your cost of acquisition for a new customer is $1,000, then in cold traffic, then your cost of acquisition for your past clients and database for EP business should be 50 to 70. It's an astonishing number. 65% of companies' business typically comes from existing customers. 65%. That's a full 2/3. And get this one. Database and referral marketing can yield an ROI of up to 400% compared to the average 2-to-1 of paid cold advertising. Now, I got a couple more for you. Did you know that 84% of business-to-business decision makers begin their buying process with a referral? And people are 4 times more likely to buy than when they're referred, 4 times. And get this, 74% of word of mouth, 74% of consumers say word of mouth is the key influencer in their buying decisions. 74%. Can you see how the numbers are stacked? But that the one that really stood out to me is 65% of a company's business comes from existing customers. Okay, now, you know that's true. Like, I've read you a bunch of stats, but you already know that's true. You don't need me to sit and tell you that your database is your goldmine. And yet, I would bet you right now that your database management, your marketing to your database, and your relationship building with your database, you would probably admit it is sorely lacking. I haven't met anybody who felt that it was really where they wanted it to be. There's always room to improve. And I would also bet that you spend a lot of your time on your marketing trying to acquire new customers from cold traffic. And I would also bet that you would admit that you do that, both of those. So anyway, this is a really, really important point. Now, I gotta give you a couple of other things. How do the customers feel? Okay. 68% leave a service provider because they feel ignored and or underappreciated. And it's not because of product or price. Now, get this. And by the way, I think this number is actually high. The average business only contacts their database 2 to 3 times per year, while top performing businesses will run it 12 to 24 times per year. That's an astonishing difference. Now, get this. How about this? Oh, man, this one's huge. 91% of customers say they'd be willing to refer a business, but only 11% of businesses ever ask. Only 11%. And you know what? I bet you that number's high too. Especially when you think through your own business, how many times have you gone back to your past clients and asked for referrals or did a client appreciation event or did some marketing to them? Okay, so here's the bottom line. Your circle of influence already knows, likes, and trusts you. This is critical. And this is why your SOI, sphere of influence, converts at 2 to 3 times higher rate than cold traffic. According to the other stat, 2 to 4 times. And cold leads need 7 to 12 touches to even become warm, while SOI contacts convert in 1 to 3 touches. So the workload is also 4 times higher. Database and SOI marketing is the fastest, cheapest, and most predictable path to revenue for small business owners. You are already sitting on a gold mine of warm leads, which is your circle of influence. So why are you burning money chasing strangers when your cheapest, best, and most loyal customers are probably just sitting in your phone? What a great question. That is the question of the day. So let me show you or read this list off to you to see what you would think if you were running this type of plan in your business today. If you had a great email marketing campaign, now we're talking about marketing to your database. If you're sending out consistent value emails, if you're sending them VIP offers, if you had great client events, what about reviews? If you're staying in touch and getting good reviews, timed check-ins based on closing dates. How about automation in the database journey? So helping them understand what's happening and help them listen for people to refer. How about sending them texts every so often with great offers? Sending referral thank yous, mailers, direct mail. What if you're sending, had a direct mail campaign? What if you're doing power dialer or voicemail drops? So you're actually calling them, staying in touch with them. How about on their birthday, if they're getting a voicemail or something cool from you? Giveaways. Do you do giveaways? Do you have funnel pages or tags? Can you organize that? Social media. What if they're getting retargeted? That's a different topic for another day, but you can retarget everybody in your database using social media. How does your list segmentation look? How's the organization look? Where are you storing your people? How do you know who they are? How do you know what they need? Are you actually answering the phone? Are you communicating with them when they call? Are they able to text you? Are they able to get a hold of you when you do actually reach out to them? So if you could do all of those things that I just listed, really in no particular order, what would your business look like? Would you even need to run ads for cold traffic? Okay, so why aren't we doing it? You think to yourself, oh my gosh, that's such a no-brainer. This is such a no-brainer. I hear this all the time. But here is so I've got some more studies for you on why you probably are not doing it. Okay, so let's see if this is or sounding right to you or familiar. Does this sound like you? Biggest reason: lack of time and consistency. 63% of small business owners say they don't have enough time for marketing or to their database, and 55% say they don't even have a formal marketing plan. This is a big one. So many, 47% say they do not know what to say when creating content, and that is their biggest challenge. And because of that, 60% struggle to produce engaging, consistent content. And a big thing here, by the way, is a lot of people I talk to, they say, listen, I just don't want to sound salesy, because guess what? My sphere of influence, a lot of them are my neighbors down the road, and I don't want to be hitting them up like it's multi-level. No offense to all you multi-level guys out there, if that's what you're doing, no problem, okay? So as a result, you might be feeling a lot of guilt, fear, and avoidance. There was one here that I thought, man, this is right on the money. So check this out. Watch how this works out. 68% of customers leave a business because they feel ignored, not because of price. And 65% of business owners admit they feel discouraged when past clients go to another competitor, especially when that competitor is somebody else in your sphere. We've all had that happen. Guess what? How many real estate agents have you talked to that said, oh my gosh, I saw a listing sign from somebody else in the neighborhood. I mean, this is my neighbor three doors down. They got a listing sign from a different agent. Drives me nuts. So guess what that leads to? What they call an emotional barrier, which often prevents outreach altogether, which leads to more silence, which leads to less business. So you can see actually why that last piece psychologically is one that would cause a small business owner to go after cold traffic, because they're too darn embarrassed to reach out to their friends and family in a cool way because they've ignored them so long. But all of this stuff, you don't need to worry about. You don't need to worry about, because we have systems that we put into place for small businesses to help them. We use the True Partner AI system that helps accomplish all those things that I just talked to you about on that list. All those things. It's all under one roof. And we use it all the time to help small businesses with their database marketing. So again, think about this. There's really only two things that you're doing as a small business owner in your marketing. You're either building a list, and or you're marketing to that list. So if your list isn't big enough, then you've got to build it. How do you do that? Well, there's a lot of different ways. That's a topic for another day. But building the list, marketing to that list. What's that optimum number that you need in your database to get past client and referral business where you won't have to worry about outbound marketing anymore? Is it 500? Is it 700? Is it 1,000? I was at a convention one time with mortgage loan officers. And we were talking about our database, talking about this very thing, talking about the plan. And one guy stood up to present and he said, he wasn't doing much business. And we said, okay, we're walking through all of his analysis. And then he said, I have over 1,200 people in my database. And the room just about fell apart. Everybody said, whoa, you have how many in your database? And about 1,200. Well, how many are you spending time marketing to your database? Nah, I never spend any time marketing to my database. I don't touch them. Just kind of looking for new clients all the time. Like, dude, listen, shut everything down that you're doing. Start marketing to your database. They already know, like, and trust you. The numbers back then were you should get about one closing per 100 every month, right? That's the average. So that guy should have been closing about 1,200 a month. And when he realized that, he was like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, I should be doing this. I should be doing this. So we worked out the plan for him. It's a very simple plan using email, texting, calls, direct mail even, retargeting, events, all of those things. We put it into place for him. And man, he got success almost right out of the gate. Because when people are looking for whatever product or service you offer, the easiest pathway, if they know you do that, is to get to you. And that's what you want. You want them to think of you first, and you want that pathway to get to you. So if you're a mortgage loan officer like this guy, and somebody says, man, I need a mortgage. Well, gosh, Bill does mortgages because he stays in touch with me all the time. It's so convenient for me as a customer to just go to Bill because I know him. I like him. He's done work for me before. Gosh, he's already got my file on hand. And I can I don't have to go shop around. He'll just take care of it. So people are looking for convenience. That's one of the main reasons why marketing to your database is so important. Okay, so if you're looking for a plan, if you're looking for the plan and the tools and all that stuff, that's what we help small business owners just like you. If you're independent, owner operated, we help you build your database and stay in touch with them in very cool ways through the right strategies, the right messaging, the right content, and definitely the right tools like TruePartner AI, which we use to handle all of this stuff. So if you're not doing it today, run over to marketingrenegades.com. I've got some resources over there for you on marketing to your database, how to build your lists, how to market to your list without being salesy. You get all that stuff for free. And then if you want the tools, then join our No Fear Marketing Club, you can do that too. All right, I hope that helps today. Get out there. Your mission today is to get in touch with people in your database and just tell them that they're awesome. Okay? Do that. All right, hope that helps.